What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant's been vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like Neanderthal. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Shit, they ain't ready. Dang it. I'm about to turn that down in post-production, my nigga. I wasn't ready. I'm not sure anybody.
Shattered backboard.
Motherfucking Shaq Fu out this. Anyway, this is the What Is TWS podcast, episode 118, I believe. We're getting up there. Okay. Shit, I'm just in another world right now. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, and joining me again via the miracle of the interwebs is my brother, Rich Nerd. And we are the White Pants Society. We just got off a good phone call with a fellow podcaster that we really respect for some possible, you know, future ventures, and excited about that. So I gotta like get myself back grounded into this episode because we're about to get into some serious shit. I'm gonna try to have as much fun as I can in the first half because I think the second half might get a little deep. Pause. All right, anyway, let's get these calls to action out of the way.
That's what she said.
TTCharities.org. And I'm not talking Tessa Thompson. I'm talking about my homie, Tavares Taylor. Just a pinnacle of his community. The man has taken care of his people. You know, he's been his brother's keeper for quite some time now. We have chronicled on this show recently, you know, the issues in Flint and how that is still ongoing. I know that TT Charities and Black Millennials for Flint are taking a trip out to Flint right now. I know they're in the process of looking for volunteers to help them distribute water. So if you're in the Flint area, please check out the TTCharities.org website. They are also in the final days of a fundraising push. We have shared the links on all our social media outlets, on our Facebook page, Twitter, you know, everywhere you can find us. But if you don't subscribe to us, just hit up ttcharities.org or look for the hashtag BM4F, Black Millennials for Flint. Please donate whatever you can, even if all you can do is repost it and share it with your friends. That helps as well. But they headed up there, you know, and I think, you know, in like a week, let's help this final push. Let's find them volunteers. Let's do whatever we can to make that trip to Flint as successful as possible and be our brother's keeper and take care of our folks in Flint. TTCharities.org. Check them out. All right. CelebrityHairCorp.com. You know, that's family, too. That's the homie, Alex. Been a friend of the show since day one. And we don't really have to sell his product because it sells itself. Free shipping, no tax. Free shipping, no tax, lady. It's 100. I think it hit 110 in Austin today. Am I correct? I think we hit 110. I'm just trying to say, I'm not a chemist. I did do like sophomore level chemistry in college before I dropped out. But I believe human sweat and track glue don't go together. I just believe it in my heart of hearts. So you need to refresh them bundles, lady. And you can't do it.
Mucked up, fucked up.
You can't do it cheaper than free tax, no shipping. You know what I mean? So CelebrityHairCorp.com. Get them bundles refreshed. Let them make you look like the star that you are.
Let your soul glow.
Soul glow. All right. And then shout out ourselves, motherfuckers. TWS. We got the merch on deck. We have expanded the store. We got polos, we got the dad hats, we got the 5-panel joints, we got all kinds of t-shirts, we got the I Share Because I Care, the Be Bacon, the I Hope You Get Stung in the Face shirts. I'm trying to tell you, if you petty and you know it, buy the shirt. You know what I'm saying? You know. But hit up whatistws.com/goods. Everything is in the store. We got phone cases.
Man.
We got all kinds.
Right,
we got motherfucking mugs. We got unnecessary shit. Like, you can just TWS your life out in the store right now. Hit up the merch And
we got all that new embroidered stuff too, and the embroidered joints is popping.
All right, we got embroidered thing. Like I'm saying, we got it all. What if you want it, we got it. If we ain't got it, we gonna get it. So get it while the getting is good. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Bars.
All right, so as we done on the calls to action, we got anybody we want to hit up? My man Devin, who was a guest on the show, he has started his own podcast in addition to the other things he was doing, the Tell Your Boss to Kick Rocks podcast. I don't, like, right now, I'm brain fart. I can't tell you the exact name of the website, but I will probably post it in the description of this episode. But Tell Your Boss to Kick Rocks, you know, if you ever thought about branching out on your own, finding, you know, living your best life, finding the thing that you want to do to make you happy, this might be the website for you. This might be the podcast for you. And my man is extremely positive. I'm proud of everything that he's done so far. So Devin Smith and Tell Your Boss to Kick Rocks, you need to check it out. Okay. Whoa. All right. That was a weak ass woo. That wasn't my normal Ric Flair woo. But all right.
Baby woo.
Let's get into it. I guess I'll start with our weekend. Legends of Football League. Ladies, may I just say once again, we love and appreciate you. Y'all put it all out there on the line. It's a hell of a sporting event, hell of a game. And we were honored to be able to come out and support our Austin Acoustic as they played the Seattle Mist this weekend. Hell of a game. Seattle Mist whooped their monkey asses, but girls, they played for them girls. Those women, Richard. Don't you ever call them girls. Those women, they played their asses off. Well. Yeah. And it's just a fun time. So if you ever get a chance to check out an LFL game, do it. I'm boycotting the NFL right now. You know what? I'm a little, like, now I'm on the fence again because I see, like, somehow, like, something that we doing, people, even in this, like, we boycotting, but we haven't had a chance to boycott yet. Like, I feel like voices are being heard. Maybe the fact that I haven't opened my fantasy football league, and a lot of you haven't done that. We haven't joined leagues. I don't have my Sunday ticket subscription that I would normally already have by now. You know, maybe the money is already hitting them, or they're already seeing the impact of this decision that they made. But I guess they've decided to put a pause on the enforcement of that fucked up rule they tried to come up with. And while them and the Players Association duke this out, as it stands right now, I still plan to boycott until the NFL, like, really admits that, you know, it's a dumbass rule, and they need to either stand behind the players that make them their money when they have a cause that apparently means this much to them, you know, then maybe I'll think about coming back around. But I think we making some sort of impact. I saw the little thing with the Dolphins, and they backed down. The Giants owner came out and said Trump obviously doesn't understand what the players are kneeling for. So shout out to the Giants, Rich. But I think we all being heard. When I first started, you know, making rumblings about boycotting, I got some things on Facebook that was like, you know, they well within their rights in doing this. And they are, and we're well within our rights, you know, because they've made their voices heard. They've decided, you know, this is the decision that they made. Now we as consumers have to make our voices heard and make our decision and say, all right, you're well within your rights to do this, but if you do this, this is the impact. And I think they're starting to feel it a little bit. So I'm hoping to get a chance to watch the NFL this season, man. I think the Redskins might actually be good. Pipe dreams. All right. I always like to talk about dad stuff, Rich.
What's on the menu, Spawn? What's on the menu?
I learned the definition of a transcendent artist this weekend. Like, we talk about music that's transcendent. We talk about things that are transcendent that, you know, that does not have to be a time for. Like, they just are always epic and always, you know, beautiful. You don't understand transcendence until you put on Can You Feel It, the video, the Jackson 5 joint for your Jackson 5, not my 5-year-old, for your 2-year-old daughter. We're talking about a video that probably was popping before I was alive? Nah. I'm trying to think of when Can You Feel It came out.
Man, since been since.
And she's like transfixed. And between that and the Jackson 5 singing Rockin' Robin, those are her two most requested YouTube videos since this weekend.
Damn.
Like, and she's like, she goes in the, she's like, Jackson, I want to see Jackson, please. Can you play Jackson? Play Jackson. Like, she wants Rockin' Robin and Can You Feel It. And she will literally request Can You Feel It. Like, can you play Can You Feel It? Like, that. She don't even say Jackson for that one.
Both of those are dope, though.
Super dope. Can You Feel It is a little weird. I think Michael Jackson was showing that he was Jai losing it at a young age. Like, he was already way off the deep end. Because that was his idea. And if you watch it, Rich, watch the video.
I gotta go right back and watch that through my adult lenses.
And the shit is fucking weird. It's weird, off the chain weird. Like, I almost feel a certain way about her watching it because I don't understand what's going on. So I have no idea what she's interpreting on the screen. But obviously a transcendent artist in Michael Jackson. I used to like feel a certain kind of way because I'm like, my daughter's gonna grow up in a world with no Michael Jackson, no Whitney Houston, no Isaac Hayes, no James Brown. You know, like, these things used to bother me a little bit, but they ain't dead. She rocking with Michael Jackson. That was like, I wasn't alive when they did that Rockin' Robin joint. All right, but getting off of transcendent artists and getting on the artists that are not so transcendent, I think I take this time out to do my lyric of the week because this is my guilty pleasure, shock the world lyric of the week. I'm not doing anything positive. I'm not doing anything from the big name. Artists is no Jay-Z, is no Drake lyrics this week. It's no.
I kind of wondered who you were going to pick because I didn't see nothing on a note. But then I kind of had a thought of where you might be going with this.
So Nas lyrics on the week. We're not doing no Dilla, no Slum Village. I'm going with my man T-Pain and the Booed Up remix. And the fucked up thing is I have not heard Booed Up the song.
How have you not heard Booed Up?
Nigga, I don't listen to the radio. You got to work hard to get my attention. You got to work like real hard to get my attention.
That's like damn near like the song of the summer. That shit to get you in your feelings though. You might fuck around and propose to Tammy again.
Yeah, I don't need to be in my feelings. I got enough feelings as it is right now. Like, don't get me started, Rich. Anyway, back to this non-transcendent ass artist, T-Pain, Booed Up the remix, lyric of the week. Here you go. What your DM look like? Ooh, I see the future, you what my BM look like. Ooh, say you got a man that don't even look right, but I know you be creeping, girl. I see you tonight. Ooh, yeah. That's my shit right there, nigga. That nigga say, I don't even know what your DM look like, but I can tell the future, you what my BM look like. Ah, that's ratchet if I ever heard it, but it's dope as fuck. That is my lyric of the week.
Man, that man said, "I like it when you toot your booty up."
Nah, the joint that got me when he said, "He said they just copy me. They work at Kinko's. They work at Kinko's. Go tell your big friend, let me get them Kinko's." Like, yeah, let me get them Kinko's. That's crazy, girl. All right, T-Pain dropping bars. That's my lyric of the week. People, don't judge. All right. TV show update. Casting call this weekend at Austin Public. Rich knows the address. I do this to him every week.
1143 Northwestern Avenue.
My nigga. All right. We're going to be there 12 to 4. We looking for a host. So if you think you can, if you're a female between, I ain't even going to do that age shit. If you're a female
and you want to come out here and support.
And you want to come out and support and you think you can hold a conversation with me and Rich, please come out and do so. If you are a female and you would like to, what's the wording I use, Rich? You would like to be the ambassador for up and coming new brand. If you'd like to be a brand ambassador and be able to back up and coming new brand. This is not just a TV show. This is not just a podcast. TWS is a brand. It's a movement. It's a way of life. Be the light. If you would like to represent that. Come out this weekend, Austin Public, 12 to 4. We will be there. Shit will be happening. I'm being told by my producer these are paid gigs now. Don't ask me how much. All right. Rich, what's going on with you?
Not much, man. Just taking it a day at a time, trying to stay in the shade because this 110 degree weather got me feeling some way.
Yeah, we in them triple,
I wish I could take an AC in my back pocket. Yeah, it's crazy. But days on days.
We in them triple double temps.
But it's all good though.
We in that Russell Westbrook summer, though,
man. Outside of that though, I'm good. Just taking it one day at a time, maintaining, kind of excited. You know, TWS doing big things. So just happy to keep growing, keep moving forward, and, you know, just waiting to see what's next.
Yeah, man. We started this off, like, almost 2 years ago. Just awesome. I think we had dope conversations in the world.
I think I can.
The world might benefit from listening to our conversation. Here we are.
118 episodes later.
118.
Apparently people want to hear about our conversations.
Hey, all right, Rich, you told me you had a guest of ethnicity that you was looking forward to. So if you still got it, you lost it.
Nah, you know what it is? I actually saved it too. So let me look for it really quick. I thought you was going to do one, but I got one.
And this shit had me like. I don't have it, and you said it wasn't depressing this time. Nobody died.
Nobody died.
All right, so while you look for it, I'm going to cue up the next topic. Right, so I've been saying this, and you can go back through our episodes and see. I have been saying this for a minute. I've been telling y'all that R. Kelly was the new O.J. Simpson. And when I say that, I say R. Kelly, O.J. Simpson got away with some shit somehow and then would not go the fuck away. Like, he got in trouble again. He wrote books about If I Did It and shit like that. And it's like, now we pretty much know he did the shit.
Exactly.
And I think here we are again in the same goddamn boat with R. Kelly. Like, you got accused of some horrific shit. You was on video pretty much with, like, holding your social security card and chanting your birthday. But, somehow it like went away and people still bought your records and you were still the Pied Piper R&B and all of that. And it kept coming up and you was dodging them shits like Mayweather. But now again, another dude that just won't go away. He done dropped a 19 minute song called I Admit.
That shit crazy.
Talk to me. You're like, what the fuck? Like,
I can't even say only Aura would do some shit like this because... And it's not even the song that got me, because I played the song and I had to play it twice because they mentioned it on Breakfast Club. So I heard it this morning and they only played snippets. And then when you sent it to me earlier, I was like, all right, I got to listen to this. I got to see how bad it is. But the shit he said, like, bruh.
It's crazy. All right, let me give the people a little taste. This is going to be on your channel, Rich. So if you talk, it's going to talk over. So be quiet, nigga. Yeah, hold on. All right, so let's catch a little bit of what he admitted to.
I admit I can't spell for shit. I admit that all I hear is hits. I admit I couldn't read the teleprompter when the Grammys asked me to present. I admit I love God, but wait. It's so much temptation, but wait. Admit to the drinking and smoking too much, but it helped me get through the day.
All right. I'm going to go with the I can't spell for shit. That's what spell check is for. And Grammarly and all them good shits is for. But you couldn't read the teleprompter, my nigga.
Bro, that's crazy.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, Player dropped a list of the top 10 most ridiculous things he did admit to, or the ridiculous lines on that. I don't know if you feel like going through it, Rich, but this is entertaining.
Yeah. I will say... it's entertaining in the sense that, like, I had to go back and listen to it again because it was on some... He really said that shit. Like, he really said that.
All right, the one... I'm just going to do this one because this is the one that really, like, stuck out with me. And I don't know how to feel about it. And this was the number one on OK Player's list. Said, I admit that this... No disrespect to the parents. I admit that this... No disrespect to the parents... But this is my advice to you, because I'm also a parent. Don't push your daughter in my face and tell me it's okay, because your agenda is to get paid and get mad when it don't go your way. What the fuck, Rich? Is that like Is that the admission?
It sounds like it to me.
Is that like he's saying that the parents pushed these kids in his face, and then like when they ain't get the money they thought they was going to get, it was all of a sudden he's a pedophile? But I mean, really, he was already a pedophile. Right.
I mean, I think the other one was an admission too. With the I admit that I fuck with all the ladies. That's both older and younger ladies. But tell me, how can they call it pedophilia? Because of that's that shit. That's crazy. I then said, basically, pedophilia is an opinion, and why should he have to go to jail based off somebody's opinion?
Opinion, yeah, it got really weird, and I feel a certain kind of way because we've talked about in the last couple of episodes like how you can just do outlandish shit and say outlandish shit, and it garners enough attention, and then you just have to learn how to spend that attention, and he talks in this song about like being a legend is broke, being an icon is broke, and having to tour to pay the rent. And this could be another one of those, hey, yo, I'm losing traction. I need to get these ticket sales back up. Let me admit to being a pedophile real quick so people can look at me again. And here, I mean, and we doing it. We looking at it. But it got me through the day. It's a 19-minute song. It took me 19 minutes to listen to it and then, like, critique the lines and shit like that. So it got me through the day. I mean, mission accomplished.
That shit crazy.
But I feel like he's the new OJ, like, at this point, like, can't you just tour overseas? Like, ain't it enough overseas money?
And it was crazy. Is people still like, oh, that's my nigga Aura. Like, they still trying to listen to
the same people who wouldn't go see the Nat Turner movie and all that other shit because of people who got acquitted of rape charges still fuck with R. Kelly. Kiss my ass.
Crazy. All right, so bet. I wasn't sure which one you wanted to go for, so I had two that I had queued up.
All right, let's go.
So, you want to hear the what the fuck, or do you want to hear the nigga? Are you fucking kidding me? Which one do you want to hear? I can do both if you want, but I'm giving you the option.
You had me a nigga. Let's go with nigga. Are you fucking kidding me, though? All
right, the nigga. Are you fucking kidding me? USA. All right, so here we go. Guess the ethnicity. A lingerie and fitness model / blogger and physical trainer has been suffering for years from vaginal pain while she exercises. Finally, she said it got to be too much. You know, she kept developing cysts. So what did she do? She has a labiatomy and cuts off her outer vaginal lips.
Yo, this is the actual procedure. Like, this is
it's an actual procedure, and you can have your labia minora or majora clipped to a different size, you know, to help with the grooming.
I can't do it. I can't now. Now we got into too much.
Anatomy. It's not even that bad.
Nah, my nigga, let's do the other one. I don't want to talk about no labia. Nah. I got a daughter, my nigga. Let's move to do that.
I bet. All right, so the other one, daycare worker in Minneapolis, at work one day, has a nervous breakdown, starts going crazy. She takes one of the toddlers, ties him up, and hangs him from the ceiling. Baby didn't die. I'm putting that out there. Baby didn't die.
All right.
And
so
it was only...
All right, so yeah, we fucked up the guest ethnicity because I actually did see this one.
God damn it, motherfucker.
And I only saw this one because they was doing, you know, like the traditional, this is how you treat blacks, this is how you treat whites, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the meme I saw was Mike Vick getting like 2 years in federal prison because of the dog fighting a ring and killing, you know, innocent dogs. Is it weird that I feel a certain way calling they innocent, but it's innocent dogs? Like, for some reason,
no, they're innocent. All dogs go to heaven. They innocent.
I bet. And then they had her right next to him, like, hung a baby, and then she got like 5 months. Like, she got something dumb, like, not real.
She hung
time.
A baby. When she ran, she hit a bicyclist, hit a pedestrian, and dragged somebody else 10 blocks. The bicyclist she hit and ran over had to get a rod in his leg to prevent it from being amputated. When she got to court, she started crying and said her husband was abusive. She didn't know what to do. What does your husband being abusive got to do with you hanging a baby and hitting three people and dragging somebody 10 blocks?
But the baby's good?
The baby's good.
Baby's good, okay.
Like, she hung the baby, ran out the door while a parent was coming in. And the parent's like, the fuck you running for? And the parent sees the baby and immediately takes the baby. So it was like seconds, like as it was, as she, like the turnaround on it was seconds. Push come to shove, the baby might have some trauma when he fucking reads the newspaper about this shit. And he's like, is that why my neck been hurting all these years? But she crazy. Like Michael Vick was ostracized and she hung a baby and got off.
Hey, I mean, people still don't want to see Michael Vick have a job. But I bet you she'll be working somewhere soon. Did you see where how much she got? Because I don't remember from the meme I saw. But it was something crazy like 5 months
had,
or something.
Nah,
like.
So she had ended up doing 20 months in jail.
Okay.
While she was waiting for everything to come about, and then because of the whatchamacallit, her saying like the abuse and blah 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 blah, she ended up getting off. They just gave her time served. I think they gave her like a couple of weeks of like house arrest, but that was over. And now she's saying that she's right now she's actually in court because she's trying to get her kids back. And mind you, she's Russian. She was here. She's an immigrant, and she came over here. Now her husband's from the Ukraine, and they're basically both immigrants. She hung a baby, ran over three other people, and they got off. And these are the people that are not getting deported.
So and, what's the she wants? I mean, what's, all right, yeah, no,
she woo! Wants a she just wants a chance at a normal life Rick because her kids need her.
No, see, here's the thing about a normal life. In a normal life,
you don't hang babies.
Like, it's just, once you hang a baby, all chances of normal life fucking gone. You never.
Yeah.
I don't care if there was no punishment. To me, there's no way you'd be able to sleep every night.
You don't come back from that.
With that on you. Like, word? A normal life. Fuck out of it. My life ain't normal. I ain't never hung a baby. Like, you know? Come on, man. All right.
You don't want to hear it, but I'm gonna tell you the other one anyway.
You tell me the labia shit.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna go into that. But anyway, she had the surgery to make her vagina look all pretty and shit. When she left the hospital, they give you the choice.
So was the surgery to pretty up the vagina, or was it to eliminate the pain?
To both. Apparently, the labia was causing too much friction in her yoga pants and her shorts
the
when she
fuck
worked out.
What was she doing? Like,
so
my nigga,
gotta get
like,
rid
hold
of
on, hold on, y'all. What kind of? I've seen all kinds of squats. Like, I've been to a lot of different. Orange Theory and all that other shit. I've run marathons with people in yoga pants right beside me. They did 26 miles. What are you doing that you causing that much friction? All right,
bro.
So we gotta take this back. I hate to do it. We gotta take this back. Somebody was fucking them walls up. If her labia, was that like distended and like out of, like you seen them porn chicks, like I'm gonna get in trouble for this, but you seen it, Rich, you seen it.
I don't understand.
Like they got to be some excess. They got to be something has gone horribly wrong.
What she was doing at the gym? No fucking idea. Unless, no idea what she was
either.
Doing.
You was doing them exercises, there's not exercises that we all see on YouTube, mm-hmm. like the one person abusing the equipment, like making up shit as they go. Or somebody was getting banged out and then trying to go work out and
mm-hmm.
and you was blaming the pain on the wrong thing.
Exactly. So anyway, like I said, you know when you leave the hospital, you got a gallbladder, gallstones, like whatever it is, your tonsils come out, they let you keep the body parts. So they give her some of that. What happened?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, she kept her lips. They gave her that little, like, that solution that you put it in a preservative or whatever. Anyway.
She ain't make tacos, did she?
Nah, she ain't make no tacos like that other nigga. What was it, his foot?
His foot, yeah.
Man. So after a while, I think she had the lips for, like, a year and a half, 2 years. She was trying to decide what to do with it. She's like, you know what? These are beautiful. These deserve to be pretty. These deserve to be on display. She fucking hangs them, makes a makeshift box to hang them so she can dry them out. Then she covers her vaginal lips with glitter, with some pink and gold glitter. Then she covers them with crystal resin and then ties a ribbon around it and turns them into a necklace. She is now wearing her cut off distended vaginal lips around her neck as a piece of jewelry, as a choker chain.
Is this in America?
Oh, it's in America.
This is in America.
This is in America.
Because, yeah, probably only in America can you bedazzle your distended vaginal.
She motherfucking bedazzled. it's crazy. It's crazy.
I wish I could go back and get the foreskin they cut off at my circumcision, like, and just do some dumb shit with it. Just,
bruh, it's crazy.
White.
If you had white.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. It was nothing else. That was an easy one.
We don't. Nah, my Nick. First of all, I don't think we want like severed body parts in our house.
No.
We don't want it. If it had to be cut off, it needs to be discarded. You know, there's no reason to like keep it.
That'd be the one and only time you ever tell somebody to get their vagina out your house.
I want it. What if she get her chain snatched? is that getting your snatched, or is that too offensive? Like, that goes too far right there?
That'd be the one time that Trump can say, I grabbed her by the pussy, get in trouble.
And it makes absolute sense. She need to go. We need to get her to the White House. A sizzle.
Yeah, the whole thing is crazy, but apparently she's a model. Her name is Tracy Kiss, and she's a lingerie and fitness model, and, the news.
She's also a porn star. She need to add that to the resume. She was getting banged. We know what happened. You don't have to like leave it off your resume. If you tell this story, we all know what happened. Either you had like 7 kids, or you was getting. It was getting beat out the frame. One of the two.
Sometimes people don't want others to know the truth.
Hey, but we know the truth. If you tell us, if you bedazzle the shit and put it around your neck, you're telling everybody the truth when you walk down the street. We all know.
Basically.
All right, so let's get into some serious.
All right, so we got a couple of topics here, but this is a good segue.
It all revolves around the same topic.
I
want to thank the person, you know, I ain't going to say his or her name, but this was brought to us. And I'm appreciative of it because the way it was brought to us was like, you guys are the only platform that can address it correctly. And I was like, that's an honor to me. So I feel honored to have the conversation that we're about to have, and I take it very seriously. So I'm switching from like pussy lips around your neck to serious mode, like right now, it's happening. Boom, happen.
That's some Nicki Minaj shit. So what she said? I put this pussy on your sideburns. Hey, that what she said in that song?
That was a meal. Moving on.
All right, come on. All
right, so what we want to talk about in this next. For the rest of the episode, is the definition of masculinity. So basically, what was sent to me was an ad by a company called, and Rich, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just assuming that you know this better than I do, Bonobos?
I thought it was Bonobos.
Bonobos?
It's one of them.
But basically, what they did was they Googled masculinity, the word masculinity, and took the first definition. And then kind of had people speak on it. And I'm going to play a little bit of the ad real quick.
And be a certain way.
I think that's what gets us in trouble is when we say that there's only one way to be a man.
So many individuals, they try and fit, and it just gets to a point where it's too much.
Where they are doing harm to each other and harm to themselves.
You don't have to do that.
You define your own masculinity. You define.
And I'm going to stop it right there. Because for me, that is the major point. So I got some notes. Let me get to my notes. So I don't want to miss anything. So I watched the ad, and first let's Google masculinity real quick, so we can have everybody on the same page. Because I can't spell for shit. I admit it. Me and R. Kelly.
I gotta sound it out.
Masculinity. Here we go. Oh shit! I'm not in Google. I'm in Bing. Are you in Google, dog?
Oh yeah. I had to get off with that bang.
I had to get off Google because I tell you, on some IT shit.
All right, so the very first definition that popped up,
just the first one, your first
Google,
one.
With masculinity, possession of the qualities traditionally associated with men.
And then they go into some synonyms like, and some of the, a lot of the synonyms have to do with like strength and brawny. I think red blooded was even a synonym. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
What was that?
Oh, never mind. I said it, and then I said the keyword, and then she started picking up reading the definition, and I was like, "Is the mic picking us up?"
Oh no, we're not getting that.
Yeah, I accidentally said okay, and then a word, and boom. Yeah, y'all gotta watch out, people. When you got a smart home, man, things come on all the time.
So yeah, red-blooded, brawny, muscular, a bunch of things.
Came manliness, up. Vigor, strength, machismo.
Yeah, macho, ruggedness, all that. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna say this first. I'm gonna say that the important thing is that we know that nobody can define masculinity for you. So with everything that I'm going to say, this is my definition of masculinity. This is Jared White Flanagan's definition of masculinity. And when I think of masculinity, I agree with that Google definition only in the sense of strength. And when I say strength, I mean being strong enough to do what must be done, being strong enough to sacrifice what must be sacrificed, and to make those sacrifices and to do those things for those whose security and well-being has been entrusted to us. The two most masculine things, excuse me, the two most masculine things are the two things that remind me every day that I'm a man, that make me feel the most manly. Some people might not agree with, but being a husband and being a father. Every day that I make decisions that are not based on what works best for me, but what works best in securing, you know, my wife and my daughter and making sure they have what they need and that they're safe and that they're provided for. That's what defines me as a man. And those things keep me secure in my manhood. And what I said in our group discussion about this and what I'll stand behind now is that one of the core tenets to me of masculinity is being secure in your own masculinity, not giving a fuck what somebody else thinks of your masculinity. When you start basing how much of a man you are on how somebody else views you, to me you lost that. And the only two people who I give a fuck about how they view me are my wife and daughter. Those are the only two people. As long as my wife still views me as the man she married and the man that she can stand behind, I'm great. As long as my daughter views me as her father, you know, as a man that she respects and learns from, I'm great. And so all this definition stuff, in terms of the word masculinity, doesn't mean there has to be a it's a word. There has to be a definition, but that doesn't mean it has to define you. But
yeah.
I guess what I want to kind of say is that, and I've said this for several episodes now, we are in a time now where everything that is under attack. Everything that is, everything that was, everything you thought would never be questioned is being questioned on a daily, consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, to be a man today, I must stand here and decide what it is I believe in, what it is I believe to be true, what it is I believe to be right. And I must stand in it. And I must raise my daughter that way. I must, you know, enforce those rules in my house. you know, the only thing I can do, I cannot control how anybody else sees anything. The only thing I can do is try to raise a family in those ideals. Is to try to create a family who embodies those ideals, and then we take that onto the world and hope it multiplies. You know, hope my daughter can take that, you know, and raise her children with it. That I can teach her to find a man equally yoked, and that they can continue on those ideals. That's the only thing I can do. I cannot overly concern myself with outside definitions. And this whole idea, and I talked about it in an episode before, this whole idea that other people have to participate in how you identify yourself, or how you identify your masculinity, or how you identify your femininity, or how you identify whatever the fuck it is, it's trash. The most beautiful thing about being free enough to be who you are is that, and to be man enough to be who you are. We're going to talk about masculinity. The most beautiful thing about being man enough to be you is that it requires nobody's acceptance. It requires nobody's approval. Nobody has to agree with you. Nobody has to say you're right. Nobody has to allow you to be you. You are you. And I raised my daughter that way. And that's how I conduct myself within my home. That's how I conduct myself in this world. And that's so the thing that bothers me most about ads like this and these questions is that what people want is for them to be able to define what masculinity is or isn't, and that for you to agree with it. And that's bullshit. Define it for yourself and live in it, whether I agree with it or not. Mm-hmm. I don't have to participate in how you identify yourself. I don't have to participate in what is meaningful to you. As long as I don't deny you anything or try to harm you in any way, my participation should be a non-issue to you, because your participation is a non-issue to me. And that is what makes me a man. Off my soapbox. Rich, what you got?
I agree. And so I was listening to how they described masculinity in the ad. And I got to say, I was not necessarily against it, but I don't necessarily use that as my definition of masculinity. And that's not the bar that I guess try to grasp and then try to set for myself. You know, it's how I define masculinity for myself. I don't think that, oh, because I'm not super rugged, I'm not a man or I'm not masculine. To me, it's the same thing like you said, is being able to do those things every day, you know, being able to provide, being able to sacrifice, being able to make those decisions that set you apart and that make you a man. Not necessarily being able to go outside and chop down a fucking log tree and kill a deer and some dumb shit like that. But if that's your definition, then, you know, by all means, that shit doesn't happen to be mine. And one thing we always say all the time, you know, your freedom doesn't have to be my cage. And then just like you said, you know, I should not have to play a role in how you identify yourself. That has nothing to do with me. You want to identify yourself like that? And that's fine. This is how I'm going to identify myself. And that's fine. You shouldn't have to worry about me. I don't have to worry about you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, people, like, figure it out. Figure out what's important to you. What means what to you. What your core values are. Because everything is under attack right now. And if you keep adjusting to the temperature of the world, you're going to become amorphous. You're going to become nothing. Like, you have no standards. You have no definition. You have no, and if that's what you want, then again, so be it. Because if you're firm enough in it, if you're concrete enough in it, you know, even in, if you're concrete in your amorphousness, is that a word?
I think so.
If you're firm enough in that, then it does not require my agreement. It does not require me to say, yes, you're right. I can disagree with you, and it doesn't change you from being who you are. Because you disagreeing with me is not going to change who I am. I can't allow it. My wife and my daughter depend on me not allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
They depend on me holding certain truths and certain values dearly and never letting go. They depend on it. That's who my wife married. That's who my daughter knows to be her father. And she doesn't want to see that go away. And I have to be willing to accept that things change. I have to be willing to accept that there's another world out there. I'm not saying that if I don't agree with your definition of masculinity, that I get to go out there and tell you that you're not a man and you can't come to my bathroom and you can't blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. The beautiful thing about it is that if me, Jared White Flanagan, doesn't see you as a man, the fuck does that mean?
Nothing.
I can't take your man card away. I can't snatch your Y chromosome. I'm not going to touch your dick, so you ain't got to worry about that. I can't castrate you. I don't have that right. Just because I look at you as less of a man, if you care, then you've proven my point. If I look at you as less of a man and you could care less, then I probably would respect you more. But why do you care? Why do you care about whether or not I respect? Why do you care about whether or not I define you the way you define yourself? I can't allow myself to care. I can't. I have to choose how I feel and how I operate based on the facts of the situation, based on the reality of wherever I am, not on the temperature of the room and who feels what kind of way and what kind of people I'm around. I lived that way for a long time. I lived that way for a long time while I adjusted who I was and how I felt to the temperature of the room. I made sure I fit in wherever I went. And it's a piece of shit way to live. I much prefer understanding who I am, accepting who I am, and really not caring who else does. And most people, so far in my experience, react far better to that. They react far better to, this is who I am. Hello, could give a shit if you care, you know, but this is who I am. Then this is who I am. You better respect me. You better call me, you know, by the pronoun that I choose. You better. Nah. No, I don't. I'm getting in trouble. This is why you shouldn't let me talk for too long, Rich. You gotta cut me off. You gotta cut me off. We got other shit on the thing.
Had to be said. All right. So, what other people think basically leads into the next topic. We don't got to spend a lot of time on it. But this was stupid. I think this is a website that always continuously makes a stupid list for the sake of making stupid lists. And basically, it's a compiled list of what it says, a running list of things, straight men can't and shouldn't do because it'll make us gay. And it was filed to Fragile Masculinity. So this is just a nonsensical list.
But that's the bullshit, Rich. That's the bullshit. Is that them claiming fragile masculinity. You make a list and then say that somehow your list is real, and your list is real because masculinity is fragile. I'm telling you right now, a core tenet of masculinity is I don't give a fuck about your list.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck your list off top. I don't even have to read it. And they got dumb shit in there like loving your woman or like crying.
Oh yeah, this whole nobody eating salad, eating kale, doing yoga,
eating kale. Man, fuck your list forever. Like, if that's how you define masculine, if I'm gay because I'm eating kale, then I'll be that. That's my favorite
wearing,
shit.
Right? Wearing jeans that fit too tight, wearing jeans that fit too loose. Nigga, I can't wear jeans.
And some of these shits I agree with. I look at niggas with tight jeans and be like, dog, I don't feel like we got the same chromosome. But who gives a rat's ass? Like, what the fuck am I going to do? I can't take nothing away from you. You're not going to be less of a dude because I think you're less of a dude. So why care? I'm really on my soapbox right now. I done piled a couple of them on top of each other. I'm about to jump off the top rope for my Ric Flair shit. Woo!
Woo! This is the last one.
If that wasn't gay, nigga, if that wasn't gay, if Ric Flair yelling woo every 5 seconds
and
wasn't the gayest shit in a boa, and he was still like the most manly man, like, come on, nigga. Fuck what you think masculinity is. Live your life.
All right, so this is the last one before you get out of here. Did I delete this?
Them babies?
What's the babies?
Ibi, shibi, hebi, weebi, baby.
Basically, babies. Hopefully this shit don't autoplay. All right, so I had to research this after I saw it. And apparently it's a thing. It's a new movement. Parents are choosing to raise their children as gender neutral. They're choosing to raise their kids as gender neutral. And by that, I mean when the child is born, they're going to school, they're hanging out, they're doing whatever, and they're not necessarily calling their child by he or she or him or her. It's just a baby. Like, they're letting a child just grow up as gender neutral as possible. And once the child gets around 4 years old, they're letting them basically choose the sex that they want to call themselves or identify themselves as. And apparently this is a craze that has been spreading a lot. I will say that out of the tons of cases that I have seen thus far, none of the people were exactly melanin rich. To put that mildly. Like we said earlier, to each their own. It doesn't affect me. You gonna do what you gonna do for your family, how you feel like your family should be treated, as long as it doesn't cross the fence and dictate what happens between me and my family, we're good. I do think that that's something that's crazy. Like, you got to be 18 years old to buy a cigarette, but only 4 years old to decide ultimately which sex in life is going to be.
And here's the only problem I have with it. Because if I thought it could remain like a... I thought about it earlier. I was really in that, you know, you got to take care of your household the way you want your household to be. And because really on all these topics, I felt like we've all been to a place where like it can't go no further. And it just keeps going further. So there is no... Drop the idea that there's an argument that you can make to convince everybody to think how you think. That's not going to happen. And really, what probably is going to happen is that the people who consider themselves normal right now, and I'm just using these pronouns because I'm a Neanderthal and I don't have better pronouns, but the people who consider themselves on the side of normality are going to become the abnormal very shortly. The people who raise daughters and sons are going to become the minority, and those that raise babies are probably going to take over. And so you're going to have to deal with the fact that there's going to be on both sides. You know, right now, baby parents need to deal with the fact that there's a world who doesn't see their children as babies, and parents of sons and daughters need to deal with the fact that there soon will become a world that doesn't see their children as boys and girls. And you just have to be okay. Like I said, you have to be okay with the fact that how you feel and how you raise your family doesn't require acceptance from anybody else. And but that's what bothers me about the whole baby thing, is that that only works if you get a large enough community to buy in. Because if they're only gender neutral in your house, but as soon as they leave the house, they're a boy or a girl, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, kids tend to learn way more from school and daycare. My daughter comes home with stuff I ain't never heard her. I ain't never said to her every day. She comes home saying stuff to me. She told me, what did she tell me to do this year? She told me chill out or something. Like, she told me something like, I cut it out or something crazy the other day that I know I don't say to her, but she got from daycare. I can be in here telling her she's a boy all day, and she go to daycare and they tell her she's a girl, she's going to eventually come home and tell me, no, daddy, I'm a girl. So it seems like that baby thing requires the outside world to buy into it. Like, people outside of your home have to also participate in that baby thing. Because up until four, they're going to be aware of shit and pronouns. And unless everybody is calling them it or what, I no idea what the pronoun is, what the specific pronoun is. It's going to be some confusion. So, really, unfortunately, the world I envision is where calling my daughter is, I'm going to be the weird person.
It's going to happen.
That, you know, that is no longer going to be. And so that's what I'm saying. Figure it out, what it is you believe in, as early an age as you possibly can. And by that, I mean like your 20s, maybe your 30s. But figure it out as soon as you possibly can. Because right now, everything is under attack on a daily basis. The idea of boys and girls is under attack. And I know that people who grew up the way I grew up, that is fucking insane. Like, the fact that the idea of a boy and a girl is now in question. Like, what? Like, that's like saying up and down is in question. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure by saying that, I have now put it in question. Left and right is going to be in question tomorrow. Figure out which one you go with. Next thing they're going to tell you, green and red is in question, and you're not going to know what to do with the stoplight. I'm just saying, figure it out today or as soon as you possibly can, because it's all under attack. And you're going to have to soon live in a world where people don't agree with you, and you're going to have to be okay with that. And that goes for both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. You need to learn to be in a world where people do not agree with you, and that's okay.
Amen.
Be bacon. I don't even know how that fits into this conversation, but I feel like you can't lose if you just be bacon. Unless you're around a bunch of Muslims. Anyway.
Turkey bacon.
Don't get me started. Turkey bacon is not a thing. It's an oxymoron. The word bacon is meat from the side of a hog. You can't get meat from the side of a hog from a turkey. Call it smoked turkey strips, whatever you want to call it. It ain't bacon. I'm old school as fuck, nigga. Come here with that bullshit. Nah, anyway. Yeah. Oh, man, we're going to lose so many listeners. We're going to lose like 20 out of 40 listeners.
Nah, we good.
About to get a call right after this episode. Like, nah, you remember what we were talking about? Nah, it's not happening. Not happening, bro. Can't do it. I love everybody, though. No. I love everybody. I just don't care about what I say. I just don't. Why do you care? Why do you care? I'm nobody. I'm not going to ever run for political office. I'm pretty sure I can't at this point with everything I've already said. I don't want control over how you live your life. I just want control over how I live my life. Mm-hmm. You dig?
Man.
Damn, man. I was born in the wrong decade or something. I need to be. Well, maybe it's coming back. Maybe the whole idea, like, nah, I'm not going to go there. Hey, Rich, find something funny to talk about before we get out of here.
Man. Motherfucker. Okay, I got you. Motherfucking Kit.
Yo, what is Kit doing?
He wanted because he wanted to go outside. I would get a doggy door, but I don't trust it.
I'm trying to think. I might have had another lyric of the week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Bet. Because this fits right exactly into what we're talking about right now, in my mind. All right, people. Another guilty pleasure lyric of the week from J Flan to end the night off on. And this is what I'm telling you to embrace I hate to be like Lil Wayne says deep shit, but every once in a while Lil Wayne says deep shit. And hopefully I'm at the right time in the song. All right, but here you go. Lil Wayne, this is from the song Glory. I believe in it. You don't have to.
Lost in the shoe, showing who's who, and I lost influence, lost my point of view till I found a mirror, start talking to it. It told me the truth, it said I'm the shit, and you party pooping loud. Hola.
Woo! Man said, lost my point of view till I found a mirror, start talking to it. It told me the truth, it said I'm the shit, and y'all party pooping loud. Alright, anyway. Hey, that's how you gotta live your life. Look in the mirror and be like, I'm the shit and y'all party pooping.
Preach.
Bars. Lil Wayne. Say Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne be saying some deep shit. Alright, with that said, TT Charities is going to Flint. Black millennials of Flint. Support them. Donate what you can. Do what you can. Tell your boss to kick rocks. Check out Devin's podcast and website. Get your TWS merch, hats, polos, embroidered shirts, slogan shirts. I share because I care. Get your B Bacon shirts. Yo, I hope you get stung in the face shirts. They out there. Other than that, the TV show is coming. Other big things from TWS is coming. We love y'all, and we thank you for listening. So until we speak again, be safe. Be the light.
Peace.
Peace.